And the idea is that as quick as we can find it, and of course we've got it listed with about, well, we've had about 30 commercial realtors. We've been contacting them. We've got a couple that have been semi-interested. One of them had a, what do you call a listing?
Exclusive
listing throughout the winter. There's so much snow here, they couldn't bring anybody in to look at it. And so anyway, nobody right at the moment has offered us any money for the place. And at this point, we can't go any further because we've spent all of the money that we had put aside through the good years. We had close to $1 million. It's all gone. All gone. Because, and some of the things come from here, some of it's selling stuff from Florida. But we kept feeding it and feeding it, and if we'd sold the thing 10 years ago, we would have been in much better shape. But it costs us more to open than it does to stay out of it, close the way it's going. And so at this point, it isn't a question of whether we want to, but for the last 2 years, we've not had money to throw back in anymore. We're thinking about Social Security and all that stuff. But in the meantime, we have to borrow money for a couple of years here now. And we've borrowed a substantial amount just to keep going this year and last year. And so the interest on that big loan keeps piling up until you can sell something to pay off the loan, sell something next year. And the first thing you know, you've got nothing left to sell and no business. So we've got to get out of it while we can. And so one of the things we've always tried to do was find somebody that would run it something like we do, only with better sense, maybe, to get people here. Somebody with a name. It's got to be a name. It's got to be somebody that can promote. And if we've not been able to do that. We don't have a name. We're not in the Adirondacks or any of those places. We're not even in the Catskills, actually. So what we have to do is find somebody that's got a name, like the Westgate Resorts, Wyndham Resorts. These are different ones we've contacted. We also have thought of things like Dick's Army and Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick started in Binghamton. The first Dick's store was in Binghamton, and Dick's stores are all over the country now. It's a big, huge thing. Now, somebody with the name of Dick's Sporting Goods would buy this place, and they would use all of their equipment that they sell in the resort and run it like a resort and make it available as we have, but they would have the name and it would draw people. So this is the type of thing that we've got to get into. And so what we do is think day and night of anybody that we can come up with. We started the hospitals, come up and make a nice health resort. We started the Westgate Wyndham. There's a resort in Florida that is something like this. Not really, but it's the same feature it could have. And it's called River Ranch, and it's on Route 60 going between Lake Wales and Vero Beach. I don't know whether any of you have ever been there, but it's way out in the middle of nowhere. And we followed that place through the years. It's like a dude ranch. And it has all the facilities of going. But it was closed, and then it was open, and then it was closed, and through the last 25, 30 years. And finally, Westgate Resort bought it last year, or 2 years ago, I guess it was. They opened it back up again, and last winter, we tried to get rooms there, and there were no rooms available. So it's the name that does it. And you've got to have a big promotion in order to do anything. And that's what we haven't had. And so, what people say, why don't you do this? Why don't you have concerts here? Get big crowds. Why don't you run more dances like we had down there the other night? That brings people in. That's peanuts compared to what we need to pay these bills. And so, we have to have people know that it's not because we want to sell that we want to leave a quarter away. Because I've been here since I was a baby, and except for a couple of years, I've been here every summer. And we live in a fishbowl here in the summer because we don't have a house here, never had a house at Quagga Lake. And so we live in a hotel. And it's one of those things that you look forward someday to having a retirement. And I'm 89, she's 87, and we're still trying to make it here. And,